Just two blocks west of Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, the band Neolithic is rehearsing in a cramped, dark, converted garage. The rehearsal space is just a stone's throw from Holiday Park, the last known address of jazz legend Jaco Pastorius. The four members of Neolithic are all 17 years old, born nearly a decade after Pastorius' death in 1987. But bass player Jerry Caceres refers to Jaco as one of the old homies from down the block.
He's my dog.
He took a lot of trumpet leads, he played it on bass, and that's amazing to have that kind of speed.
In the late 60s, at just about the same age as the kids in Neolithic, Pastorius was playing every gig he could get in South Florida and earning the chops that would make him the most influential jazz electric bass player of his time. Over a relatively short recording career, he managed to leave behind a huge body of work. But the guys in Neolithic are unanimous when asked about their favorite Jaco composition.
Portrait of Tracy?
Yeah, amazing.
To find someone who could tell us what made Jaco's 1976 Portrait of Tracy such a game changer, we didn't have to look very far.
He's one of these musicians that I listen to, and it just makes me want to put the guitar down and not bother anymore.
Our colleague, WLRN reporter Rick Stone, has been playing guitar longer than he's been a journalist. He says what stands out in Jaco's bass playing is his use of harmonics.
To get that overtone, to get that sort of pretty chiming sound that you don't really expect to hear coming from a bass or a guitar, you touch the string at a particular place on the neck. You don't press it all the way down to the fretboard. You just barely touch it with just enough strength to where you can just feel the string vibrate under your skin.
At the same time Jaco was coaxing these sounds from his fretless bass, the bipolar disorder that plagued him all his life began to quell his incandescent talent. The illness often revealed itself in irrational behavior that left his fellow musicians baffled, and by September 1987, the Grammy-nominated artist was broke and living on the streets of Fort Lauderdale. Jaco died at age 35 from severe head injuries after being beaten by a Wilton Manors nightclub bouncer. The members of Neolithic say that makes them sad and angry. But if Jaco was with them now, in that small, dark rehearsal space, they know what they'd say.
I would look at him, I'll be like, you did a wonderful job in the world.
Mind giving me some pointers?
Yeah, I'd say teach me. Teach me everything you know, please.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.